Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Friday, April 14th. I'm Kate Bullivant for The Wall Street Journal. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a bill banning abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Democrats who oppose the bill said they believe popular opinion is on their side and the strict measure could carry political risks in the long-time battleground state. Recent polling showed a majority of Floridians opposed to further abortion restrictions. While the bill does not take effect immediately, it's poised to significantly limit abortion access in the southern US, where Florida has been a major abortion provider. The US airman suspected of leaking classified information is due to appear in a Boston, Massachusetts court today. Jack Teixeira was arrested by the FBI at his Massachusetts home yesterday and is charged with the unauthorized removal and distribution of classified documents. The 21-year-old works in the intelligence unit of the Massachusetts Air National Guard and, according to his service record, is a junior Air Force communications specialist. But Teixeira's job title of Cyber Transport Systems Journeyman gives no obvious hint as to why he would have had access to the types of files that were leaked or his motivations. Boeing is pausing deliveries of some of its MAX jets because of incorrectly installed parts, a move that disrupts a key business line as it tries to improve company finances. Regulators have strict rules on parts installation, and Boeing said it was in contact with the Federal Aviation Administration over the issue. The delivery disruption comes as Boeing had begun to ramp up MAX deliveries after a prolonged grounding and had outpaced Airbus in total first quarter deliveries. Stock markets in Asia ended the day higher, with European stocks also in the green. US stock futures are slightly lower ahead of today's retail sales data and bank earnings from JP Morgan, Wells Fargo and Citigroup due out this morning. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.